Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Remember What You've Read from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're seated in a comfortable chair or lying down somewhere you won't be interrupted for a while. Now, just before you begin to relax nice and deeply, I'm going to talk a little bit about the wonderful advantages you'll gain when you recall so much more of what you've read. It can be really frustrating to spend hours, days, or even weeks reading a book or other written material, to put it down, and then find you simply can't recall most of what was in it. Of course, taking notes as you read can be useful, but when you do that, you can come to rely on the notes rather than using your own mind to remember. And besides, your notes won't give you the whole story. When you look back later at notes you made when you were reading, they may no longer make much sense to you, because they only really give you a snapshot of what you were learning or thinking about at the time. So by all means, take notes if you want. But if we can also help you to supercharge your memory so that reading material you want to remember sticks, then you shouldn't even have to think about notes. Memory is a complex process in the brain. In truth, there are many different processes to memory. Basically, though, for something to be recalled later, it needs to be laid down as a memory in the first place. When you experience or learn something new, the impression, as we'll call it, is first laid down in your short-term memory. This process occurs in the hippocampus. So if someone tells you their phone number, you store it in your short-term memory, and it will stay there until either you write it down and forget it, thus clearing it from short-term memory, or you use it so much that the impression is moved into your long-term memory. You can see from this example that repetition, doing it again and again, and focus, concentrating on it, both embed new learning. But how do you do that when it comes to reading? Well, one way, of course, is to reread stuff over and over, but most of the time you don't have time for this. The other way is to become smarter and quicker at getting new information into long-term memory storage. There are practical steps you can take to improve your memory. For example, trying to read and learn when you're hungry, thirsty, tired, or anxious with other concerns will block you from getting the information stored into even short-term, let alone long-term memory. So when you read is just as important as what you read if you want to remember it later. It's also important to make use of the fact that your memory works through your senses. For example, think of what it's like to recall a night out with your friends. You'll have a sense of what you saw, what you heard, what you smelt, what you felt, and even what you tasted. The more senses you recall, the more vivid your memory of the event becomes. People who are excellent at embedding and then recalling reading material tend to really see or even feel or hear the material as if they were actually experiencing it and not just reading about it. So the information works more like an actual memory of an event. It's possible to get a multi-sensory appreciation, even of technical information, if you picture it or otherwise experience it in your mind as you read. And you can apply the same approach to reviewing the material. You can review each page, or even each paragraph, very rapidly in your mind. You can imagine briefly that you're explaining the salient points to someone else. Just this act alone will mean that more information will filter happily into your long-term memory. The more effort you put into information, the more firmly embedded the information will become. So there are two steps in this hypnotic training: multisensory reading and multisensory reviewing. You can review paragraphs, pages, chapters, and then the whole book once you've read it, and recall the information better and better. Now, there are many ways to begin to relax and drift into gentle trance. And the great thing is that as you rest there and listen to my voice, We don't even have to pay that much attention consciously, because you can listen to this many times, and your unconscious can absorb the contents of this hypnotic session, while you just relax so deeply. And right now, you can close your eyes and notice that with your eyes closed, you can have all kinds of memories, of images, of people you know, and of course every word I use that you recognize now is only recognizable because you have these words you are hearing stored in your long-term memory. Although at times in your life, a long time ago, you were hearing all the words you know for the very first time. That's it. And memory is fascinating. Like when images from the past float to mind sometimes, of comfortable places. Places where you relax. Maybe with open skies, or sea, or countryside. And you can direct your attention to the space around your body, the air around your skin, and get a real sense of just how calming and relaxing that air can become. How the particles of air can seem to start to relax so deeply, embedding new learning is wonderfully satisfying as you feel so much calmer and benefit from learning faster and faster in all kinds of ways. That's it. And as your surroundings can seem to rest deeply, so too can your arms really begin to sink and rest. And your mind is an amazing learning machine, absorbing billions of bits of information at a time, most of which is processed and stored unconsciously. New information gets logged and sticks in your short-term memory center for a while. And like flu, if it's given a chance to stick, it will. Long term. Your memory, like a powerful adhesive, holding information and ideas in place for you to retrieve when needed. And you can notice that those legs can feel a little heavier, begin to melt into the support beneath them, as all of you can just notice calm and comfort spreading through those arms and right into the fingertips and palms and mind. Because each breath you take can let you rest deeper, just as a hot air balloon drifts lower. As air is expelled down into a deep and beautiful valley of relaxation and calm, just drifting deeper into complete body and mind comfort. Is so refreshing and restful. And getting an excellent memory means you can make the unfamiliar familiar very quickly. And there have been times when you've done that. And maybe you've had the experience of going on vacation for a week or two, staying in an unfamiliar place, where at first it all feels so new, and the streets back to where you're staying have to be negotiated and thought about. But pretty soon, it begins to feel like familiar territory. And by the end of your stay, it feels like home from home. You've made the place your own. And in the same way, you can make information and ideas your own so that they become quickly familiar to you. And now, you can just relax deeper still, because in a few moments, I'd like you to begin to imagine that you can feel, you can begin to relax twice as deeply, sensing that deepening rest and comfort, sensing that deepening rest and comfort spreading now. Your forehead relaxing so deeply, the skin there just smoothing out gently. That's it. Because behind that calm forehead is a great intelligence, and even more intelligent potential. And in just a moment or so, coming up now, you can relax twice as deeply again and feel that now. Even greater rest and comfort in those arms and legs can carry you a great distance. And your mind, your very own brain power, can carry you even further than you thought possible. And right now, you can just rest in your mind. And just get the sense, without concern for content, content to sense how it feels to read and scan and absorb a page of written material. Now, I don't know whether that's a book or a journal or a manual. As you get the sense of the way it feels in your hands, or how it looks on screen. I really don't know how it feels for you to just read paragraph by paragraph and see what words come to mind. And notice what you see and feel and hear in your mind as you review the general content at the end of each paragraph. So content to relax even further. And as each page comes to an end, you can notice what it's like to rehearse in your mind the things you might see and hear and feel. Just teaching and explaining to someone else what you have just read. Just doing that in your mind now, hypnotically reading a page, hypnotically reviewing it in your mind, then hypnotically explaining it to another person. You can do that now in your mind as you relax deeper, because this is going to feel so much more natural, day by day, until you can do it quicker and quicker, without even thinking about it. That's it. That's good. And as you relax so very deeply, you can again just get the sense of scanning and reading, absorbing this material paragraph by paragraph, page by page, chapter by chapter. And do that now with the material in your mind as you relax and rest. And at the end of each chapter, just explaining the key points in your mind to another person who's listening closely to you, telling them about what you have absorbed. That's it. Now, hypnotically, deep down within your mind, right now, just get the sense of flowing easily and effortlessly through any and every kind of written material, noticing the unfamiliar becoming familiar so quickly, so easily. You can remember whatever you want It'll be great to relax so deeply to this before reading. And even after reading sometimes, to review what you've learned in your mind, making it your own, moving it into long-term memory. And you can certainly begin to feel a level of anticipation about reading your next book. How it'll feel to know that you're remembering much more now. But for now, you can begin to drift back to the room. In your own time, perhaps having a think about what you're going to read next, just beginning to drift back, becoming more aware of the sounds around you, more aware of the sensations of whatever's supporting you. That's it. Perhaps having a bit of a stretch, moving your arms and legs, coming back to the room, and opening your eyes. Now, we recommend that you listen to this download once a day for a week at first, or at least until you really start to notice the differences in your retention rates after reading. There are also associated sessions over at hypnosisdownloads.com that you may be interested in, such as concentration and focus, and super memory and recall. My name's Roger Elliott of Uncommon Knowledge. Thank you very much for listening, and the best of luck to you.